We're doing Megillah. We're up to Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph, the Mishnah, the bottom of the page. Chazal made a rabbinic institution. If you recall, we discussed last night the din of Poreis al Hashma, where one person used to read through the first blessing before Shema and Shema, and that's why it's called Poreis al Hashma according to Rashi, that he'd do like a half Shema on behalf of the latecomers. So the Mishnah tells us that there was a rabbinic institution that the guy who finishes Maftir, he's finishing off the reading of the Torah, he's the one that's going to do Poreis al Hashma for the latecomers. Remember, Poreis al Hashma is for those that show up late to shul. So Hamaftir Banavi, the guy who does Maftir, he's the one that usually he's the one that reads the last Aliyah. He's also the one that reads the Navi. Poreis al Shema, he does that half Shema for the latecomers. Remember, the latecomers, they don't know how to read Shema on their own, or they don't know the blessings on their own, so they need a chazan. So that's where he's helping them. And Chazal instituted that he is also the one that's going to be the chazan for Musaf. Vehu nose et kapav. Okay, wait. Let's see which he's going to be the chazan. Vehu nose et kapav. And he also does birchos kohanim. I guess he's got to be a kohen for that, right? Vimaya katan. Let's say the guy who got maftir was a minor. Remember, we mentioned this option. Avivo rabo avrin al yado. So then his father or his rebbe, they get the aliyah instead of him. They get the honors of Poreis al Hashma and being chazan. He gets the aliyah, he reads the maftir, but he can't be a chazan. So who's going to be the chazan? His father or his rebbe. Katan kore b'Torah umtargem. A minor, he could read in the Torah. He could translate. The Yemenites till today, the one who translates is often a child, the one who says the Targum in Aramaic. But a minor can't be the one to say that half Shema, because he's saying it for people who are obligated, and being that he's not obligated, he can't say it on behalf of others. The whole idea is Shomea Keoneh. He's saying it, they're listening, they're answering Amen. He's saying it is on their behalf. Well, if he's not obligated, he can't say it on behalf of people who are obligated. They know Verlifnatevan, the same concept, he cannot be the chazan. Remember, in those days, Chazan said it on behalf of everyone. They didn't know how to say Shmoneh Esrei, so the Chazan would say it for everyone. They know no say it kapav, and if he's a Kohen, he doesn't go up there and give the blessing. Pocheach. Pocheach is a person who's going in tatters, so you see his feet. His pants are all torn. Poreis et Shema, he could be the chazan to do this half Shema. Umetargem, and he could translate. Avrei no kore b'Torah, but we don't honor him with reading the Torah. Vei no ver lifnat hevan, nor is he the chazan. Vei no noset kapav, nor is he the kohen that blesses the congregation. Because these would be already degrading for the congregation that he should be their representative. To do this half Shema, okay, he's chayev like they're chayev. It's not really being chazan. To do the translation, okay, that's not as serious an obligation.
Don't wear shorts.
That's a service. Oh, so the question is, what about shorts? Good question. Suma, a person who is blind, poreset Shema, he could do this half Shema, umetogem, and translate. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eloi, who the Romans liked, because he said positive about them. The friend of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Rosh HaMedabrim Bechol Makom, Rabbi Yehuda, he says, a disciple of Rabbi Akiva, just like Rashbi, he says, Kol shelo ra'a me'orot mi'ama ve'ino pores al shema. If you have someone who's blind from the day he was born, he never saw light in his life, he cannot say this half shema. He cannot make the blessing thanking God for giving us light. Yotzer Or, God who fashioned light. He never saw light. He can't say this blessing on behalf of the latecomers. Okay. So we said that the guy who gets maftir, he also does the shma, the poreis al shma, and he also, he's the chazan. My time up. Why? Rav Papa amar mishum kavod. Rav Papa says, we let him be the chazan, being that he's doing something that's really not his honor. He's reading the maftir. So they honored him with something that's more honorable, to be the chazan. Rabbi Bar Simi amar mishum da'atilin tzui. He says, Chazal didn't want arguments where one guy would say, I'm getting maftir and he gets musaf. I'm getting musaf and he gets maftir. So Chazal said, okay, so give him the same. Give the one guy who gets maftir, he gets musaf. May binayu, what would be the difference between them? Ika binayu, David bechinam. If the guy who davens musaf, he's not getting paid for it, so then no one's going to fight over it. So if the whole idea is there shouldn't be fights, well, if you're not getting paid for the job, okay, so you're willing to forgo it. But if the idea is honor, if the idea was people would be upset, hey, why don't I get this honor? So then Chazal, then you have the same institution. Give me just a second. Slicha. Slicha. Maklitim. Hola, Shev, te lo sus. Toda roba. Tznan. We have the following Mishnah. Ve'im haya katan, aviv o rabo ovrin al yado. We said in our Mishnah, if the one who got maftir was a minor, so then his father or his Rebbe, they get musaf instead of him. If the idea is fights, katan bal mitzuyehu, is this minor going to come into fights? Hey, I want this honor. I want. What are you guys taking away musaf from me? If I did maftir, I should get musaf. Obviously not. Ela mishum kavod. So what are you going to say? It's a question of honor. The minor is going to say, oh, I only get, you give me all the lousy jobs. You only give me maftir. You don't give me a musaf. Katan bal kavodu. What is a minor going to start arguing about his honor? So neither one seems to fit in our Mishnah. Ela, but the answer you have to give me is Ika kavod avi v'kvod rabo. The honor here is going to be the honor of his father or his rabbi. So if you're worried about their honor, you got to worry about them fighting. Hachanami ika nitzui avi v'nitzui rabo. By the same token, they could come to fight. Hey, if my son gets maftir, I should get musaf. The same worry. Whatever you're worried about might happen with regard to honor, you could also say is a worry about fights erupting in shul. So that's not a proof in either direction. So we leave off with machlokas. Why is it that Chazal instituted that the guy who gets maftir gets musaf, either to avoid fights or to avoid people feeling that they were slighted issues of honor? So they said, whoever gets maftir, he gets musaf. Today, we're not as careful about this. I don't know why. Pocheach pores al shma. The Mishnah says, "Pocheach, person who's he's in tatters, so he could do the half shema, he could do the translations, but he can't do things that represent the congregation." Vamnei ula barav me abaye. Ula barav asked abaye, "Katan pocheach, mao sheikra b'torah? If you have a minor who his clothing are in tatters, can he read in the Torah?"
What would we think then?
Let's see.
If
the idea is that an adult, the problem is that his private parts are revealed, so minor, he doesn't have that warning. Or do we say, no, it doesn't matter. The idea is that you could see his private parts. So his pants are so torn that he's not properly covered. So by a minor, maybe you say, you know, he's not so, he doesn't have that love of Dori Reb Harvas Dover. That doesn't apply to him. It's chinuch, that's fine, but maybe we wouldn't go so far as to tell him he can't read the Torah, he can't lead us in the reading. Amalei tibailach arum. So why don't you ask about a naked minor? Why don't you let a minor read in the Torah when he's naked? Mishum kvot zibu, because you say that's derogatory to the congregation. Even though he technically doesn't have this mitzvah yet, but the congregation has it. Hachanami mishum kvot zibu. Here too, the issue is not only his mitzvah, the issue is also the honor of the congregation. It's derogatory for, it's a degradation for them that the chazan is going to be up there in tatters. Yeah? Okay, should we go another 5 minutes and get the next Mishnah? Yes? Okay. We said, Suma Poresa Shema, a blind person could do this af Shema. Tanya. Amru lo Rabbi Yehuda, harbe tzafu lidrosh merkava v'lo ru tamimim. Rabbi Yehuda says, if a person is blind and he never saw light in his life, he can't say the blessing about light. He can't say the blessing on Shema. So they said to Rabbi Yehuda, what do you mean? Many people explained the heavenly chariots, and they never saw it, so people could have appreciation for things they never saw. Rabbi Yehuda says, that's different. That's contingent on the heart's understanding. He can focus, he can understand, he could know. But over here, the blessing is about the joy you get from light. You're making a blessing, thanking God for giving you light. And a blind person, he doesn't have benefit from the light. How could he make a blessing thanking God for light if he never had the benefit? The Rabbanan, and so how do the rabbis disagree with Rabbi Yehuda? How come they permit him to lead us in that blessing? They say, they say, yes, a blind person also derives benefit from light, like Rabbi Yossi taught us, the Tanya, for we have the following braisa. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, Kol yamai hayiti mitzta'er al mikaze. I always wondered, I had a pasuk that bothered me. It says in the pasuk in Dvarim, Vayitam imashesh batzoraim kasho imashesh ha'iver ba'afila. You will search around in the late afternoon, in the evenings, at noon. Batzoraim, at noon, you will search around, kasho imashesh ha'iver ba'afila, like a blind man searches in the dark. V'chimach patle le'iver ba'afila le'ora. Why does the pasuk compare us in the curses? The pasuk says you'll be like a blind man in the dark. Does it make any difference to a blind man whether it's light or dark? Why does the Torah have to say you'll be like the blind in the dark? Till the following thing, I came across the following thing. I was walking one night. It was the depths of the darkness of the night. And I saw a blind man walking in the street with a torch. Amati lo bni avukazo lamalach. I said to him, son, why are you walking around with this torch? Amali, he said, kol zman shavuka biyadi, so long as I have this torch, bnei adam roin oti, so people could see me, umatzilin oti min afchatin umin akotin umin barkanin, and they could help me avoid the pitfalls, the thorns, the different stumbling blocks that are on the way, the different holes on the way. So I need the torch so that people will see me and help me with what they see. So a blind man also derives benefit from light. And that's why Rabbanan say a blind man can make this blessing of Yotzer Or, because he too derives benefit from the light that other people can help him out when they use the light. And that's why Rabbanan say a blind man can lead us in the blessing of Yotzer Or. There's a shul here in the neighborhood that on a steady basis they do this. They have a few people who come there to daven who cannot see. And these people, at least one of them, I think even both of them, are sometimes given the honor of being chazan for the blessings of Shema and Shmoneh Esrei. And they do it all in Braille, but they fulfill the Rabbanon of this Mishnah.